Well, you know, somebody just paid me a compliment. They said I must have been a fairly intelligent person to be able to notice the Femon's true nature that many years ago. And of course, the truth is, I'm no more intelligent than anybody else, really. But I do know that 2 and 2 is 6, of course. Everybody does, don't they? The reason I noticed a long time ago about the Femon nature is because I'm observant. I pay attention to what's going on. I'm alert and aware. And I never did take anybody's word or what they said to be true until they proved it. And admittedly, years ago, there was no social media. So it still took a little bit of time to come up with a hypothesis. I love that word. About why Femons did this and did that. I'm also a very curious person. I was that little boy who said, "Why?" all the time. But really, it should be very easy for young men of today to find out Femon's true nature. It's all over social media. They think they're going on social media, these Femons, to grab attention. But really, they accidentally show their true nature, don't they? A lot of them. They are their own worst enemy. Just in the paper today, there was a Femon who said she really does care about what Ukraine's going through. And how does she show that she cares? Well, she's stripped off. So see, that's Femon nature. She's using whatever she has to use as an excuse to do the one-trick pony thing. And she probably doesn't even know where Ukraine is on the map. When I was a young man, I didn't have any help like that. I was like a sleuth. I had to do all the legwork myself. But it was the same as anything, especially having a male brain. Somebody gave me something that did something or other, a mechanical thing. I usually had to take it apart to see how it worked. But unfortunately, I didn't always get it back together to a working, functioning thing again. And I also was into a lot of nature programs and the evolution of man or humans and the animals and why they were like they were. But I'm still not sure about the duck-billed platypus. And it taught me that there was always a reason. So if there's any real young men there, don't be afraid to ask questions. It's okay, you can't know everything. And some of the information on the internet has been changed. I know this is a thing you probably don't think about, but it may not be true. But if you talk to an older person, they will tell you the truth. Because they have no reason to lie. But I do believe individuality on the planet Earth is coming to an end. Because everybody pretty well receives their information from one place. So everybody will get the same information. And that information can be changed at a push of a button. And for us older guys out there, it does make a difference. Because everybody kind of talks the same and is a bit clone-like. And of course, in reality, it means they're not using their brain very much, are they? And of course, that follows with what's happening. What with the ads, the TV programs, the films, they've all been kind of dumbed down to match the dumbed-down society. But it is obedient. Maybe that's the plan. If the Earth lasts long enough, people will find human beings, skeletons of human beings, with their hand clasped around something. Maybe that something is still there, the mobile phone. And probably they will think it's part of the human body. I know it mostly is around where I live. Never mind. The next update for the iPhone 15, I think you'll be able to mate with it and produce a hybrid human phone. That's a pretty sick future there. Does anybody remember the film Videodrome? Debbie Harry was in it, actually. I think James Woods, too. Very old film, but very strange. But I liked it. I believe I have another video coming, so don't go to bed just yet.